There's a lady going to be preaching in our church. Louise is someone that has spoke before here. She is someone that has grown in our gift. And I've read over her notes, and I cannot wait for her to deliver this. Louise, come on up.
Well, good morning, Liberty. It's great to be here in the house of God. Was there anybody here on Tuesday night? Hands up who was here last Tuesday night. Well, you know what? I was here last Tuesday night. And I think I was a spectator here last Tuesday. It was the night of the link groups. And guys, I got to tell you missed a great night. It was like Broadway here the other night. We had the Sound of Music. No, not the Sound of Music. We had the Wizard of Oz from Ballyferma. And I have to say, it was brilliant. And the next time it's on, I want to play Toto, the dog. All right? And, you know, but it was a great night. We had the group from Cluny. We had Moira's group. And just hearing some of the stories and what God is doing, it was just amazing. So the next time it's on, I would encourage you all, get there. Because you're missing out on a great night. It's a night of theatricals, I have to say. Better than any Broadway show. Amen? Amen. So I want to bring a word today. I believe God put this word on my heart today. I believe it's for this church, for Liberty. So I'm just going to pray. Father, I just want to thank you, Lord. I want to thank you for your people that are here in this house today. And I ask, Father, that you would just send your Holy Spirit to open up hearts here this morning, to receive the treasures of heaven, Lord, that they would be deposited here this morning. I ask, Father, that you would just increase, Lord, in me, and that I would decrease, Father, and everything within me would fall to the ground, Lord, that's not of you. Father, I ask that your word would be released and the living waters from heaven would just flow over this place. Amen. Amen. Well, this morning I want to bring a message from the King's Speech, which I have actually, I've called it The King's Speech Makes a Mark. And I want to talk to us as family, as individuals, this morning of how this word can actually challenge us and set us up with what God wants us to learn, I believe. I believe there are people in the world that let life mark them. Whatever happens in the economy, in the environment, in their workplace, in their family situation, these are the type of people that let life mark them. You know, this is what shapes them, what defines them as a people. But I also believe there is another group of people that say whatever happens in the economy, in the environment, in their family life, work life, in church life, these are the type of people that want to they want to leave a mark on life. You know, our God is looking for a people to become kingdom builders and to make a mark and make a difference in this world and in your own individual lives. And I want to look at this scripture it's actually from the Message Bible. I think the lads have it here on the screen. So this scripture is actually, it's about salt and light. And in this scripture, Jesus actually warns us, but he also encourages us of how we can be a people who make a difference. Okay. No scripture. Okay. If you have the NIV, you can read along with me, but I'm going to read from the Message Bible. Let me tell you why you are here. You're here to be salt seasoning that brings out the God flavors of this earth. If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? You've lost your usefulness and will end up in the garbage. And Jesus put it another way. You're here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I've put you there, on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. What an amazing piece of scripture that our King wrote to us. The very words of God, the very voice of God has spoken. When we read this scripture, the words of Jesus should penetrate every thought, every motive, stirring up something inside each of us. You see, Jesus commanded clearly that we as followers are one, to be salt to the world, and two, light to the world. So what does that look like? Well, according to Jesus, it means this is our true identity. People that are designed to bring out God flavors and God colors. This is who we are by design. We are useful. We are good for something. You know, John Wesley was the founding father of the Methodist Church. And this was a quote that I read about him. This is what he said. Do all the good you can, in all the ways you can, to all the souls you can, in every place you can, at all times you can, with all the zeal you can, as long as ever you can. So how do we produce this salt? You know, in biblical times, salt was the most useful substance, and the people of the ancient world, they used the salt, they used it to function as a purifier, they used it for preserving and for seasoning. And what they would do with the salt was they would rub the salt into the meat. And they would do that because they had no refrigerators back then. So the salt was used to preserve the meat. And you know, when salt loses its effectiveness, it can become worthless because it can either preserve or can it provide taste for anything. So why did Jesus use this figure of speech in Matthew 5:13? Why did he leave us this metaphor? As Christians, on a spiritual level for us, it symbolizes the power to be cleansed from sin and from corruption. As Christians, we are called to be worthless. We are called to be effective. We are called to be influencers. We are called to be salt seasoning. You see, as salt is used to preserve meat from rotting, the power of the gospel living through us can prevent us from being corrupted by sin. You know, our approach to becoming seasoned Christians can look like a person who is committed to serve Jesus, a person who will have a desire for God's truth, a person who can have an effect on others, a person who is on time for church, a person who brings their best, a person that dedicates their talents, their gifts, and gives God the best of the best. But you know what? When we don't give God the best of the best, we lose our saltiness. We can become a people who become spiritually disfigured. We become tasteless and we lose our salt. We lose all the purities, all the goodness that was once there. You see, we can begin to slowly slip away from God's truth. We can become a people who copy the behaviors of people in the world and we let life mark us. You see, we can become foolish and we can become foolish to the ways of the world. Instead of affecting the world, we can become trampled by it. We allow our faith to gradually begin to disappear and we lose our spiritual wisdom. You know, Jesus, he told the story of a woman in the Bible to the disciples in Luke 17:32. And what he said to them was, remember Lot's wife. You know, this was a woman who disobeyed the fearful warning signs of God. She lived in a city that was full of corruption and wickedness. She was married to a man called Lot. And you know, her name is not mentioned in the Bible. So this morning I'm going to call her Mrs. Lot. And Mrs. Law, she was a woman who became cold. She was a woman who became careless. She was a woman who became disobedient. She lost her saltiness. This was a woman who craved the things of the world. She lost faith in her husband. She compromised God's truth. You see, this was a woman that was told by God that there was an angel of the Lord going to come and rescue Lot and his family, And he was going to take them out of the city of Sodom and Gomorrah, because that city was full of wickedness and corruption. Every sin under heaven operated in this city. And you see, God sent these angels to take this family out of that place. But when God sent the angels to this family, he gave them a warning and he told them, don't look back at the city. Don't look back at that city. But you see, Mrs. Lot refused. She refused to obey. She refused to see over the horizon. She refused to see what was waiting for her. And what did she do? She looked back. She looked back, and the judgment of God fell upon her, and she became a pillar of salt. You know, thinking about Lot's wife, this could cause us to consider the danger of sin and the company that we keep. You see, I think Mrs. Lot probably thought, well, if I just take a sneak, you know, preview back at the city, if I just take a glance, this city really won't get burnt down. God really won't do what he said he was going to do. And I'll go back to my old way of living. So I'll go back there tomorrow and I'll do what I was doing. But curiosity got the better of Mrs. Lot. You see, her looking back was a sign of unbelief, doubting that God wouldn't destroy the city, doubting that God wouldn't do what he said he would do. You know, the real problem with that city, with Sodom and Gomorrah, was the fact that the people of God were nowhere to be found in that city. There was no preserving influence. And Mrs. Lot, she paid the consequences. She perished even though her husband was a righteous man. She was warned of the danger, but she allowed sin to come into her heart. You know, as believers, we need to be alert. We need to be alert to the warning signs of God and learn not to become entangled in the world of sin. And maybe sin is crouching at your door today, and the enemy is pressing in on you, that you will never measure up to be the Christian, to make a mark on this world. Right now, he is reminding you of the sin that consumes you, such as gossip, backbiting, slandering God's people, cursing and refusing correction, taking communion and having sin in your heart, complaining about what you haven't got. And maybe this is true. And maybe you're the one that is making the excuses not to follow Jesus, because you don't believe that God will take you over the horizon. You know, there was a song that the Gallagher brothers sang, Oasis. If anybody remembers them, they were in the 1990s, and they sang a song about don't look back in anger. And there's a few different interpretations of this song. And you know, some say it's about a girl called Sally, and this guy and Sally, they break up. And every time he sees her and he walks on by her, he always begins to wonder, what if, what if? And for some of us here today, the situation in our lives that we say, what if, what could have been? You know, the warning signs of God say, don't look back at the past of what could have been. Just like the song, God says, deal with this sin that is pressing in on your life. Deal with the gossip. Deal with the backbiting. Deal with the cursing, the complaining about what you don't have. God is saying, get over yourself. Because as believers, we must not lose our testimony in the world by mixing the ways of the world with God's truth and thinking what could have been. We have to be alert at all times as Christians. Don't let the enemy fool you. Don't become a compromising Christian. You see, when you take a glance back at the past, it can become detrimental to you. When we open up our hearts to the things of the world, we compromise with the enemy. We allow him to come in and make a mark on us. We give in to the pressure and begin to lose our identity, compromising what we truly ought to believe in. You know, for the last 2 years, I have had the roughest journey of my life and work. You know, I've been mocked, I've been persecuted, I have been slandered about. But what keeps me? What keeps me is knowing that God raised his son on the third day. And that's what keeps me. Because I know that my God will come true for me. Because I know I wear the mark of Jesus on my life. You see, Jesus will tell us we are precious to him. We are valuable to him. But he also warns us, although we are precious to him, we are also precious to the ways of the world. So how do we live this life? Well, in Ephesians 4:22, it tells us, take off the old self. Take off the old ways. Stop going along with the crowd. But begin to be renewed, putting on the new self, the newness of God, the likeness of God, by taking a stand and believe that he will lead you over the horizon. It's time to get up. It's time to shake yourself off. It's time to let go of what could have been. Embrace yourself with God. Embrace yourself with God. Because God wants to do a work through you. You know, there are many people that we know about in this house that have left a mark in this world. They have let their light shine. They have been seasoning people. They have influenced this world. Mother Teresa, she left a trademark of kindness. Her light shone everywhere she went. Nelson Mandela, he left his trademark of forgiveness. His trademark broke down racial barriers. The Apostle Peter left a trademark of building a church so that God's light would go deep into the world. And the great evangelist, Billy Graham, his trademark was taking Christ at his word when he said in Mark 16, go you into the entire world and preach the gospel to all creation. This man has led thousands upon thousands to Jesus. Why? Because he got up. He got up and he shook himself off. And you might be sitting here this morning and you might be saying, I have nothing to give. I have nothing to give to the house of God or to the kingdom of God. Well, just like the people that I've mentioned, they were generous with their lives. They were generous with their time. They made a decision to whatever happened around them with the economy, with the world, whatever happened, they made a decision to leave a mark. They used their gifts. They use their talents to help others. And as our King Jesus said, you're here to be salt seasoning. You're here to be light. These were the very instructions he left us with. This is our identity mark, church. And we can start right here in the house of God to shine. And I'm going to give us some little pointers of how we can do that. You can begin by being on time for church. Be here early. Join the usher team. You can be here by greeting people, saying hi to people. Get on Team Fulcher and go and speak to that single mother that has been coming in for the last month and nobody has sat down and told her the ways of liberty. You can start by raising your hands in worship to praise our King. You can start by saying amen when the preacher speaks God's truth. Amen. Amen. You know, you can be a person that will dance. You can get up and dance in this house. And I'm telling you, there's going to be a few moves coming from me. There'll be a few Beyonce moves. You know, I'm going to be a person, tell yourself, I'm going to be a person who contributes in the house of God. I'm going to be a person that makes a difference. I'm going to be that person that will leave a mark in the service. And people are going to know I'm going to leave a mark in the service. So what will your approach be? What will your mark leave on life? The decision of some of our very own people in this house have left a mark and brought the light of God. Rob Duff, his trademark, is leading us into the throne room of heaven to worship our King. Faithfully, every week, this guy comes here and leads us. Phil Swan and Stephen Cassidy, their trademark is feeding the homeless and being the feet and hands of Jesus. Every Wednesday, these guys go out diligently, going out to the community, serving, bringing the gospel, bringing the God flavors and the God colors of Jesus. Vicky Gregory and the Sunday school teachers, Linda, they have carried out a trademark in building up our children to be the next generation of pastors, evangelists, teachers, politicians, carers. Faithfully every week they show up in this house. Every week, guys. This is the benchmark. This is the benchmark that our King wants his church to be, to expand, to be a people who will be a seasoning influence. What is your trademark this morning? Is it misery? Is it unforgiveness? Is it hatred? Maybe you have been living next door to a neighbor for 10 years and you've never once said hello. You're supposed to be the light. You're supposed to be the witness. And maybe God is wanting you to get up and approach this neighbor. Because guys, if we don't get up, if we don't get busy for the kingdom of God, people are going to hell. And we're not leaving our mark. You see, our presence, our witness is to release the light of God, to shine bright and not keep Jesus a secret. Exposing the darkness, that's what we're here for. Because when we go public, when we tell people that Jesus lives in us, the darkness is dispelled. As we know, light is a form of energy. And as soon as we believers step into a room, our light should switch on and change the atmosphere. And it should dispel anything that is not of God. You know, light is used for many different functions. And one of the functions is in the airport. The light is the guide for the runway so that the pilot can actually land the plane safely. We are the guide, us here in Liberty. We are the guide to people's lives. We are the guide to help others. Light is to be seen within us. There is no such thing as a hidden Christian. We need to be the light at all times, and we need to keep the temple of God in check. Our light shines not that people will be attracted to us, but that they will be influenced by the light that is within us. We are the witness, guys. We are the witness for Jesus. And you know what? Better still, we are like a mirror that reflects the light. And we need to position the mirror daily. Every day, we need to position this mirror to the power of the Holy Spirit. And we can do this by studying God's word, praying to God, getting into fellowship. I'm just coming to the end. The time has come for us to be the salt of the earth. The time has come for us to be the light of the world, to arise and shine and let the glory of God be seen. Let's get busy. Let's get busy as the Church of Liberty. Let's be proud of what we do here in this house. You know, Noel spoke about the 2nd of July. I'm going to be in America. I asked Stephen, could I get a flight back? So he said no. So if you just want to take up an offering for me, I don't mind. I'm only kidding. But no, honestly, the 2nd of July, if you want to get involved, if you don't know what your niche is, get involved in this day. Come and help serve in this community. You see, God is calling you to find your trademark. I believe that he wires us all differently. And he gives us all different trademarks to function in the house. But I also believe you can find yours and how you can leave your mark in the kingdom of God. Do you ever remember when you were in school and the teacher would call your name? And she would call out your name because she was taking the roll call. Do you remember the day that you showed up for the roll call for Jesus? And Jesus called out your name, Moira, Carol, Paul, Kim, Jimmy. Do you remember that day, guys? Something inside of you changed. Something inside of you went deeper than what you could begin to imagine. And you said, When your name was called, yes, sir, I am here. I am here to be the witness. I am here to bring salt. I am here to be your light. I am here to be led by your Holy Spirit to make a mark for you in this world. The day God said, you are mine, each and every one of us in this house this morning, we are his. We are his to make a mark in this world. He has given us the tools. He has marked us with the Holy Spirit to give us the power and the strength to live right in this world as a Christian. He has marked us that we must not ignore him and try and live the Christian life without depending on him. He has marked us to rely on the Holy Spirit so that we keep in step with the Spirit. He has marked us to submit to him, looking to him for help, trusting him and praying to him that we will see over the horizon with Jesus. So I'm just finishing. God has called us, guys. God has called us. So let your light radiate. Become the light bearer. In the scripture, as we read out, don't hide your lamp, hide your light under a bucket. Don't hide the lamp under a table. That's not what we're about. We as Christians need to let the light shine. In John 1 it says, the light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There should be joy in our lives. If not, why not? Ask yourself, why is there not joy in my life? You see, our King Jesus spoke about it. He spoke about it in the Beatitudes. He spoke about it being happy, about being blessed. This was our reward in him. That a city on a hill cannot be hidden. We as Christians cannot be hidden. Yes, persecution will come. But when Jesus lives in us, we have it all. We're the trademark of Jesus. We as believers have a duty to preserve our world and prevent it from rotting. It's time to get busy. It's time to let our seasons, our seasoning influence this world. Into our families, into our communities, into our workplaces. It's time. Although we live in this world, we cannot retreat from it. But let the world see the light of Christ in us. When we walk with Jesus, when we are a part of his kingdom, and his Holy Spirit is living through us, this is the trademark of a kingdom builder. And my question to you this morning is, friends of liberty, what trademark do you want to leave in this world? Amen. Amen.